Good vach. This is Yisachar Wartel, and we are now up to Parshat Emor. That's right. A lot of people talk about why it's Emor speaking instead of like Dibor, which is a different type of speaking. But anyway, this is Yisachar Wartel. We are talking about our weekly Parsha, and there is so much to talk about in this week's Parsha. One thing we're going to talk about is specifically a matter of recurring interest. In Perek Chaf Pasuk Chet, the Torah writes, "Ani Hashem Mekadishchem," which is a phrase that he used multiple times. Hashem says, "I am Hashem who sanctified you." This language also appears at the end of last week's Parsha and in very similar ways five more times in this week's Parsha. Now, during most of these occurrences, Hashem is speaking to the Kohanim. However, he's telling us a little message as well, which is something I'll get to in a moment. But he's telling the Kohanim specifically about their duties, and he's telling them, yes, you were born holy, but I made you holy. You're not holy because of your own volition, right? I have chosen you to be of an elevated status. That does not necessarily make you inherently greater, but that you have added responsibilities and therefore must stand for the holiness of the nation and for the Kedusha, the holiness of Hashem, for Hashem made them holy. Now, similarly, the occurrence in last week's parsha occurs at the summation of most of the Kedoshim laws, and it also says, Mekadishchem, I have sanctified you. Now, in that instance, the Torah, Hashem, is speaking to the entire Jewish nation, and this is essential to establish just before speaking to the Kohanim. Because we are a Jewish nation, and we also, just like the Kohanim are chosen out of the Jewish nation is a Bemlechet Kohanim. We are chosen from amongst the other nation, and we are special. But we are specifically special because Hashem chose us and sanctified us. We're not necessarily special because we're smart, this and that. It's because Hashem chose us and sanctified us as the nation. But we may have other attributes because we're very driven, we have a good system put in place, but ultimately it's because Hashem chose us as his firstborn nation and his Mamechus Kohanim. And in fact, the first time the Torah uses this specific lashon, this language of Mikdashchem, and the only other time other than these two parshiot is actually in Parshat Ki Tisa, when Hashem commands us to safeguard the Shabbos, which is something that comes up multiple times. Shabbos, he says, will be an Ot Hilila, right? An eternal sign for generations. Ki ani Hashem Mekadishchem, because I, Hashem, have made you holy. It is not that I made the Shabbat holy that's important, but more important that I made you, the Jewish people, holy. But obviously, Shabbos, of course, is holy and testimony. Now, and this phrase of Ki ani Hashem, when is it first used? So we said Ki ani Hashem Mekadishchem. So we spoke about that lashon of Mekadishchem, I've sanctified you. But what about this language of Ki ani Hashem, which is constantly throughout the Torah, comes up many, 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 many times. When's it first used? In Parashat Va'era. It says, and I will take you to me as a nation, and I will be to you as a God, and you will know Ki ani Hashem Elokecha, that I am Hashem your God. Right? It says that I am Hashem your God. There's a lot packed into it. Right? It says we are made holy by Hashem's choice to take us as a nation, and we in turn have the benefit of this reciprocal relationship, father, king, everything like that, but Hashem has this amazing relationship with us, something that the other nations do not have. We have a more close, direct relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it's therefore not too surising that in our Parsha, in Perek Chaf Bet Pasuk Bet, the phrase of Hem Mekadshim Li also occurs, right? Which is a similar phrase to what we have, Ki Ani Mekadishchem. Hem Mekadshim Li. They will sanctify me. The Kohanim, acting on behalf of the Jewish nation, has the opportunity through their service and diligence to sanctify not only Hashem's name, but also his essence in the world and by extension, the Jewish people. Now, this phrase of Ki Ani Hashem, which, as we said, comes up in many places and also leads into a word of Mekadishchem, is used many times throughout the Torah. And interestingly enough, there are also some times, including on our Parsha, where it's without the word ki, but nevertheless, the premise still stands, and this phrase is almost always, not always, but almost always associated with the concept of Kedusha, something which is a very common theme, obviously, in last week's Parsha of Kedoshim, and also very much in this week's Parsha of Emor. Now, we translate Kadosh as holy or sanctified, but we know it really means to be separate or made distinct or somehow a part on some level. Now, obviously, if one is a part on a spiritual level, a higher spiritual level, then something is kadosh, it's holy. Although there are other ways in which that word is used as well. We also see it used by a kadesha, which is a woman of ill repute. That's a woman who makes herself distinct in a negative. We also see that certain things are called being Mekadesh by the Gemara, like in terms of Kilayim. The Kilayim are sanctified in the fact that they're distinct from the way that Hashem made these crops or these animals, whatever. Now that they're a hybrid, it's distinct from the way it was built into nature. So we do see this name, but obviously when it is separate or distinct, like the Jewish people are distinct of a holy nature, meaning holy, meaning distinct for a spiritual or higher purpose, then we have a greater responsibility. We are a distinct nation. We are separate from others, and we have a greater inherent responsibility. Now, one other thing is that the phrase of Ki Ani Hashem is numerically equal to many things, one of which is Vayihi Mavdil, and there shall be a distinction. We were taken out of Mitzrayim to be distinct from the other multitudes, from the other nations. We were given the Torah, which also, of course, makes us distinct. And we were given this reciprocal relationship with Kadosh Baruch Hu because he chose to make us distinct. And that's something that we must distinctly remember. One other thing, there are actually seven times, well, really eight times that the sanctifying is mentioned by the Torah. Seven times it mentions Hashem sanctifying us, and one time it mentions us sanctifying Hashem. Now, this is a concept of seven and one, something which we actually see in many, many different occasions. We know Kabbalistically, seven plus one, going above seven, we see by going above, we have one and seven there. The letter Aleph means one. The letter Zion means seven of nature, which is represented by the number seven. And they are also, right? Hashem sanctifies us in this natural world that we have, but we are ultimately that one. We can sanctify Hashem. We can go above the run-of-the-mill every day going about our lives. We have the ability to sanctify each and every day that we have, do something special with it, do and elevate that which we have. So we can spend our days, you know, obviously being an Ola Goyim and doing what we need to do and doing the mitzvot, of course. But we can, in a sense, sanctify Hashem. Now, how do you sanctify Hashem, right? Well, obviously, it depends on the word sanctify means, right? It says to be Mekadesh Hashem. How do you make Hashem holy? Hashem obviously can't be distinct because Hashem is everything. So what does it mean to make Hashem? I'm sure there's many different explanations to this, but what does it mean to make Hashem holy? Of course, Hashem is holy already. Hashem is holy because he represents everything, and you know, so it goes without saying. What does it mean to make Hashem holy? What it means is makes Hashem holy in the eyes of other people. To make Hashem appear special, that people want to be close to him and that people want to have a relationship with him. That's what it means to sanctify. It's certainly giving a Kiddush Hashem. People want to have this connection to a Kaddish Baruch with this relationship and feel that they are missing out, whether they're Jewish or not Jewish. But they want to have this connection, and they recognize the importance of having this amazing relationship with Kadosh Baruch Hu, recognizing that he's the creator and all of the amazing chesed that he does for us day in and day out and watching us. So wishing you, it's just something to think about going into Shabbos, which of course is day seven, but is also the beginning of the next week. So in some respects, that's also seven plus one. So something else to think about, and wishing you all an amazing, amazing Shabbat Shalom.